let's get to work here, or into conversation anyway. Remember that old expression, Kenny?
There's
a tall drink of water. I just, you're not, neither am I.
No.
But we have a tall order here to work on, and that is to worry a little about what's going on in the world and then try to find solutions in our own conversation in an informative way. The best information of the day as we can glean it. Ken has worked tirelessly since last we chatted, trying to glean, if you will. That's a pretty good word. I like that word. Glean from the news of the day, the headlines, the stories, the things that people are talking about. The best information that brings us up to date on the conversational items of the day. And he follows your comments at Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to Doug or Ken at DougStefan.com. And, of course, there's the old traditional, hey, let's call and actually be heard at 888. Yeah. Why not? 302-3684. So, the evidence continues to pile up against Syria's government. They have used chemical weapons, major attacks on the people who are their citizens in Damascus. The evidence now includes satellite imagery of the attack, which now has a toll of 3,000 people. UN inspectors on their way to visit the site when a sniper opened fire on their convoy. I remember that conversation. We were on the air at some point yesterday morning. Further inspections today. Most believe any evidence that the chemical weaponry attack was the result of the government's work against its own people is long gone. And the United States government has yet to officially announce what our response will be. Many insiders believe airstrikes are imminent, carried out by a combination of U.S. and U.N. forces. Who thinks that's a good idea? 888-302-3684. So what are people saying about this in the various social media as these events take place? Social media tend to explode. So where are we there, Kenny?
On our Facebook page, Chase says, Syria has never been a friend of the West. Intervening never seems to be appreciated or change the way the Middle East thinks and acts toward the West. Let one of the Muslim countries go in and help their brothers. Saudi Arabia has an army and a ton of money to support them.
That's an interesting point and an accurate point. Saudi Arabia, you do wonder why it is. They sit back because, in a sense, I suppose, more than anything else, all I can think of is sucker. Why should the Saudis spend their money? We're buying all their oil, and we're in the hole, and we keep spending money, and they don't spend any money. They keep their money, and we do their dirty work for them. Yeah. I think there's something to that. What else?
Rob says, how convenient Obama is once again blatantly ripping a page out of the George W. Bush playbook.
Yeah, well. There wasn't much in that playbook.
It was just the one page.
Yeah, and there isn't much in Obama's playbook either. These guys don't have much creative juice in them.
And Thomas says, so we go into Syria, then the Syrians can quit fighting each other and start fighting us.
888-302-3684. All right, let's see here. How about we listen to talk show host Bob Montgomery? Michael, you got that cut, talking to Congresswoman Jackie Walorski of Indiana about her trip there and what she believes we ought to do about Syria. Remember, your calls are important. We'll put them in the mix, 888-302-3684. But let's listen to this conversation between Montgomery and the Congresswoman.
What should the American government stance be on this?
First and foremost, I was in Egypt, and I was standing on the Syrian line, and it was a constant barrage of artillery shelling constantly. You could feel it. You'd hear it. And, part of this issue with Syria, Bob, is this issue of lack of foreign policy in our country. A lot of the folks, since I've been on the Armed Services Committee, we've had multiple folks coming in and weighing in saying the Obama administration should have dealt with this a year ago, and now that they haven't, and chemical weapons are being used. And we have issues with UN inspectors being fired upon, news reports coming, from from Syria. The issue, I think, that we have to look at is, number one, securing chemical weapons. If they're being used on their people, it means that as far as America's own interests in protecting Americans and our allies abroad, we have to make sure those chemical weapons are contained and make sure that Syria is contained now that they're unleashing them, which seems to be in multiple times. And so I think that's one issue. The Egypt issue that you just mentioned, I think we need to be really careful when we hear people calling for, you know, defunding of Egypt and understanding that Egypt's military is an independent body that has been taking on and beating back the Muslim Brotherhood, the rebels. And what the military has done as far as American interests, Bob, is it's been able to protect the Suez Canal. It's beating back the Muslim Brotherhood, and it's allowing our services and our allies to fly through their airspace, which is extremely important when it comes to our interests and also protecting Israel.
Is there a time when the U.S. military needs to become a little more active partner, either with boots or in the air?
Well, we've lost a lot of credibility with all of our partners out there because of things like in Syria alone. You know, it was just a couple of months ago when our president said there's a red line and it's the use of chemical weapons. And if they cross that red line, consequences would be on the table. They crossed the red line and nothing happened. Now they've crossed the red line again, and the UN inspectors are in there today, and they seem to have crossed the line again now of going after UN inspectors. And I think that, you know, these are times, these are days when our credibility has suffered, and you know, we have to look out not only for our own security, but for the security of Israel as well.
So are you suggesting that...
Don't forget the issue over there that nobody's talking about today, but they definitely are behind the scenes making headlines every day in the Middle East, is the nuclear threat from Iran, which Iran's already, you know, issued a warning today saying, you know, don't mess with Syria. And Iran's sitting there with, you know, nuclear material.
All right. Well, a lot of saber rattling. You always hear that sort of stuff from people that are on the right-hand side of things. It's always doom and gloom. Look out for this, look out for that. I don't put much stock in that, but I thought there were a couple of interesting pieces to that information. And so we plot ahead here. Calls on what's going on in Syria, 888-302-3684. Obviously, your opinion and from your perspective. That's the beauty, hopefully, of the Good Day program.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, there's Ryan Seacrest. Now, when NBC asked me to host the biggest game show event ever, I assumed that they were exaggerating. Then they told me it's a quiz show that runs for a million seconds straight, 24 hours a day, from the heart of New York City. And you can play online for a chance to get on the show in prime time, where top players can win $10 a second. That's $36,000 an hour, $864,000 a day. It's the biggest prize in game show history. So I said, I'm in. The Million Second Quiz begins September 9th on NBC.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 25th through September 2nd. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live? Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath. Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived.
Helicopter.
In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. When people are about 8, 9, 10 years old, one of the things that they sometimes go through is moving. Moving from city to city or moving from state to state. Well, this is a story of an 8-year-old that actually moved from the United States to a completely foreign country because her parents got new jobs. And, of course, she was really scared. What am I going to do for friends? How am I going to adopt to my new school? Well, she was there for about 2 to 3 months. And then I know this person and spoke to her on the phone. And she said to me the following. going. This is a great change. I made new friends. I'm going to a new school. I'm learning new things. And she came back and told me change is good. I want to share that with you today because each and every one of us sometimes leaves a comfort zone and we're afraid of that comfort zone. But we always have to focus on the positives that are at our new location. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
888-302-3684. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler. We're focused on Syria here for the first part of the hour, and bringing in not only from News Talk radio stations, but from television opportunities that have presented themselves, information. For example, here is a report from ABC where Aaron Katursky talks about UN inspectors attempting to verify what happened in these attacks.
The Assad regime finally cleared the way for UN inspectors to get to that site of the alleged chemical attack this weekend, but they weren't able to accomplish or finish the mission, were they?
No, and this is a 14-day mission, so it's not like this is going to be the only day of this, and it wasn't a very good start for the UN team, which came under sniper fire, the UN says, as they headed out on their first day of trying to investigate the attack that was allegedly carried out by the Syrian regime. And the UN team, after coming under sniper fire, had to return to its home base, get another car, and only then was it able to get on its way. The UN just gave us some word that its team of inspectors was able to do some interviewing of hospital patients, get on the ground, start the work, but it was not a very good start for the day for them.
There are some that have said that already too much time has passed between the alleged attack and when inspectors finally get to really take a good look at the site. Do we know when we can expect a formal report?
Well, they are supposed to be on the ground for 14 days, so you'd think sometime after that. And then it's not up to the UN inspectors to necessarily make conclusions. That's up to the UN Security Council. So merely inviting inspectors in was a way for the Syrian regime to potentially delay any action at the UN Security Council, which is now why the U.S. And some other allies are contemplating whether to bypass the UN entirely and take some formal set of actions in and of themselves. The problem with the inspectors, if it was in fact sarin gas used as a chemical agent, it dissipates quickly and it may not, the evidence may not be there for the inspectors to find.
Do we know who was behind the sniper fire that the investigators encountered? We know that they've had assurances from both the rebels and the government that they would be allowed to do their work.
And therein lies the problem. We don't know from where the snipers came. Were they actually government agents or rebel agents, or were they just people, sort of an awful lot of people with an awful lot of guns running around? So we don't know who the snipers were or whether they were acting at the behest of some formal agency or entity. But whoever they were, that they were enough to make the UN inspectors turn around and have a delayed start to their first day.
888, I think the drama that's created when you listen to these people that interview those who were there on the ground, actually I'm not sure we learned a whole lot more. We just heard drama in the voices of those people. You know what I mean, Kenny? It's just this, it seems phony, it seems fake to me. I mean, when you get pieces of the pie put together, like it's interesting, North Korea has tried to export gas masks to Syria, but apparently they were seized in Turkey along with arms and ammunition, according to a Japanese newspaper. The U.S. Threatening action, and so North Korea trying to get gas masks over there. I find all of this stuff, I think the information is interesting and fairly compelling, but I'm back to this, to the drama. It's all creating drama around this. And it's being overdone, as it usually is, by politicians, bureaucrats, and reporters. All right, so having said that, let's see if you add some drama. Your calls on Syria coming up, 888-302-DOUG.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food.
include?
Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now we have 23 and change after the hour. This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program aimed at giving you a perspective of what is going on from the hosts' minds of some of the programs we monitor around the country. Your calls are taken live, some of them. Some of them are recorded. Some of them we take from some of the programs that we monitor, such as the case here with Matt, who's in New Jersey, tired of politicians. Pretty much what I said a few minutes ago.
I hope these politicians, Democrat and Republican, who are warmongering, will listen to all these callers. I happen to be one of the majority of Americans who are against doing anything before the facts are in. The fact is that these so-called rebels, are mostly Al-Qaeda. They are killing Christians, Syrian Christians, burning churches. And if the country wants to do anything, they should increase humanitarian aid to the churches in Syria and to other organizations to help the people. You know, I'm tired of the warmongers like Republicans McCain and Democrats Engel, Elliot Engel. It's just, you know, outrageous. Of course, if you don't learn from history, like Iraq, people tend to repeat it, and that was a tragedy, and it was also immoral.
Yep, and we haven't learned a damn thing from it. Matt, you're right. We're back nosing around over there for reasons that appear to be oil-driven and defense industry-driven. Beware the industrial, the military-industrial complex. Doreen's in Connecticut. Doesn't think we ought to be there either.
I think that this is ridiculous. Why should we go fight and we don't really know the facts? We don't know who did this. It would be just really crazy to run into a situation without knowing who's the real cause of the action. That would make us just like bullies, and we can't police the whole world. We have no influence with these people already. So by us bullying them is really not going to help anybody. It's just going to hurt us. If we send in the military, we're going to get our sons and daughters killed over a situation that we really don't know who's the real culprit. If we run in here like we're the big bad wolf and we've come to blow your house down, we're going to wind up getting some of those bricks pushed back on us, and then our people are going to be hurt. So I don't think it's a good idea that we run in there without all the true facts. A lot of reporters are saying in their papers that this man actually did this without knowing if it's true or not. That's like a bad parent. You can't assume the child did it without facts. And for us to run in there, we would just be really putting ourselves in a bad situation.
All right, there's another one that's on the line here. Here's Donna as a third person. I guess this could be a hat trick of callers against any action as well.
I strictly oppose military action,
And the reason why is because 60% of Americans, that's according to poll from RT, basically don't want Americans to basically be to interfere in Syria, because interfering in countries like Afghanistan, Iraq, and Vietnam and so forth is only going to make things worse for many people. And I'm afraid if we do interfere, then we also helping out the Al-Nusra Front as well, because it is a terrorist organization, and they'll hold their advantage to have a basically Islamic state, which we do not want. So basically, I basically oppose it. And President Obama is listening. If he want to get his popularity up, then he should stop, not really having cruise missiles in the coast of Syria.
All right, let's finish off here with Sean in Louisiana.
Hey, I think we should do absolutely nothing. I think we get in too much trouble when we stick our noses where they don't belong. I'm kind of tired of American trying to pick winners and losers in that part of the world, in all parts of the world. It's they didn't do anything to us. We shouldn't do anything to them. Let them solve their own problems.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 25th through September 2nd. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Trust me, conservative groups aren't the only ones in the crosshairs of the IRS. They'll be adding an army of new IRS agents very soon, thousands of them with one mission, to hunt down, audit, and collect from anybody who owes back taxes. But there's a rare silver lining, an IRS program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And no one understands this special limited-time program better than my friends at Optima Tax Relief. Time is of the essence here. You need to call them right now. If your wages are being garnished, if you're getting harassing collection calls, if you're afraid to open the mailbox, call Optima Tax Relief right now. One quick 5-minute call, and my friends at Optima Tax Relief will introduce you to the Fresh Start Initiative to see if you qualify. Hurry before this groundbreaking IRS program closes, and be sure to ask about their one-of-a-kind money-back guarantee. Go to OptimaTaxRelief.com or call 800-731-2474. That's 800-731-2474.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy, 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes, anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Today it's 33 after the hour. You'll be happy to know that rumors are spreading that Prince Andrew and Sarah Ferguson may be getting back together. Did you see that? Ken Kessler is here. I think that's nice. That'd be a very cool thing. Yes, right. I'm for that. I think she's something. I met her once, and I think I had her on the program a couple of times. I thought she was quite special, actually. 888-302-3684. Okay. So, how many of you remember the name Jodi Arias? Convicted killer Jodi Arias. Returning to court as a judge expecting to set a date for a retrial of the penalty phase of her murder trial. See, I don't understand. She was found guilty, so they can't figure out whether to sentence her to death or life in prison, Kenny. I think that's the issue, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem.
All right, so the jurors don't have to hear the entire case. Their only task would be to decide her fate. There are a lot of shocking moments, you may remember, to this trial. And I think there was a Lifetime movie that was built around it, wasn't it? Is my memory serving me correctly?
Some kind of movie? I'm pretty sure it was Lifetime. I know there was a movie.
So attorneys...
Like it would be Lifetime.
Are hoping to try, let's put the words in the correct order, hoping to retry, not the case, but they want the judge to keep cameras out of the room because there's been so much attention to this, and they don't think they're going to get a fair sentencing hero. The judge may not buy the defense's argument. As a matter of fact, let's follow this. It's kind of like following the bouncing ball here from Anderson Cooper's perspective, where he talked to legal analysts Jeffrey Toobin and Mark Gregaros about the retrial hearing and waiting for the jury to be assigned the task of figuring out what the penalty ought to be.
Does this jury have to accept the guilt of Jodi Arias? That they have to accept... They have to come up with a penalty.
They do, but...
How unusual is this?
Well, it's a very... Arizona has an unusual system, but think of how difficult and expensive this is going to be. You know, a lot of people find it counterintuitive that the death penalty is more expensive than life in prison, but this case is a perfect demonstration. The government is going to have to put on basically all its evidence again, because they're going to have to show this jury why they think Jody Arias deserves the death penalty. The defense will put on its case. This thing could go on for weeks again, and it may not have a resolution as well. I mean, it is just an endless process that should have ended in a plea bargain.
But this, I mean, this doesn't always happen. It's usually the jury that comes up with a penalty.
Yes, it usually is, and Arizona has this unusual system of one redo. If this jury doesn't reach a death penalty decision, it will be life in prison. It won't do the, it won't go to a third jury. But, I mean, this is going to be a huge undertaking to try this case in this way.
And, Mark, this motion from the defense calling for cameras to be banned in court, I can hear howls from the world of cable TV and court watchers and HLN. But given the number of jailhouse interviews that Jody Arias did, including the one right after the verdict was read, do you think the judge is actually going to grant that request?
I don't know if she's going to grant the request to keep cameras out. I think that... You know, this is a case that's drawn all kinds of interest, and she's going to have a very difficult time trying to impanel any kind of a jury. I would echo what Jeff said. I mean, this case, if there was a kind of a test case for why you should just have life without, or LWOP as we call it, this would be it. I mean, why go through this thing again, other than to get ratings on TV? Why put everybody through it? Why put Travis Alexander's family through it? Why not just give her, and this often happens, you give the defense the choice. If you will waive your appeals, we will take the death penalty off the table. That gives you some finality. You don't have to go through 10 or 20 years of endless appeals. Death penalty is gone, and you're done with it. That, to me at least, would make all the sense in the world. As far as cameras, I think one of the things this judge did is postpone it because she'd like to try to encourage both sides to get together and cut a disposition in this case.
Well, also the idea, Jeff, that the defense wants access to the prospective jurors' Twitter accounts.
I've never heard of that before, but you know what? It makes a certain amount of sense. Absolutely, I mean, because people are very candid on Twitter. People get information on Twitter. They also, you know, put forth their own feelings. So, you know, if you have jurors that have expressed some sort of opinion about this case or even criminal justice issues in general, it does make sense to me that you'd want access to it.
888-302-3684. Your thoughts, Twitter, @GoodDayShow, Facebook.com/GoodDayShow. Any action on social media regarding this, the continuing saga of Jody Arias? Kenny?
A few comments. Danny says that she's sick of hearing about Jody Arias.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are plenty of us in that boat. Dean says the death penalty is justified. And Jeff says, if another idiot says the death penalty is too costly for Jody Arias, then they're saying Travis isn't worth it.
Ah, the judge says he told, I guess, those who would be prospective jurors to prepare for late September sentencing. So they figure they're going to go through all of this, take them a month to do it. It does seem to be rather counterproductive, doesn't it? 888-302-3684. Continuing with Jody Arias, here's radio host Jimmy Barrett talking to Jane Velez Mitchell, who is a news correspondent, about why so many people seem to care. Back to what Kenny just said, aren't we tired of hearing about this?
Why do we care about Jody Arias? Is it because it just happened to be one of those trials that you guys picked up on, or is there something else?
It's a fascinating case in just human dysfunction. I mean, here is a beautiful, articulate, above-average intelligence woman who commits this absolutely vicious murder. How did that happen? How did she get to that level of moral degeneracy? And then, of course, it's drenched in sex. So I think that is a very potent combination. And she lied on the witness stand and essentially told the side of the story that Travis would have told had he been alive and deconstructed some of her lies. So it's really fascinating about this upcoming hearing. Well, the retrial doesn't start today, but they're going to set that date. But how are they going to do that? How are they going to bring up 12 jurors up to speed on a case that lasted almost 5 months, that had more than 600 exhibits, that had about 40 witnesses, and then a defendant who took the stand, and it's generally acknowledged now, lied on the witness stand. So what does she do? Does she repeat the same lies? Does she argue again what was widely discredited, that Travis Alexander committed domestic violence? I just can't imagine that she's going to go down that road again.
Well, it's not the same jury. Why not? I mean, if you've got no other way to try to defend yourself, you just hope that you get a better jury this time, more sympathetic, right?
Well, but those stories have been so widely discredited, and indeed, those were the stories that infuriated the jury.
So you don't want to take the chance of taking another jury and making them angry.
You accuse somebody of domestic violence and make a charade of domestic violence. That's what infuriated the nation. Why would she want to compound that error again? If I were the defense, I would argue that she's mentally ill, and I would push the mental illness this time around. Not that she didn't know right from wrong, because she obviously did, because she premeditated this crime, but that she's seriously mentally ill. And embrace the prosecution's diagnosis that she had borderline personality disorder, which she does, clearly.
All right, so there's... all right. Borderline personality, whatever, there's all kinds of things. I'm looking at all of the things that I've come across today in an hour or so of research in terms of the stories that are hot today, and pretty much all of them are about lawsuits, about murder convictions, jurors, about trials. That's pretty much the whole megillah today. Here's the story from Penn State, settling lawsuits yesterday filed by 25 men who claimed that they were abused by Jerry Sandusky. The settlement totals millions and millions and millions of dollars. 31 suits have been filed in total against the school and the state of Pennsylvania. So if you're a resident of Pennsylvania, congratulations. You're paying through the nose for what went on at Penn State. The one I found most interesting was one filed by his adopted son, Matt Sandusky. The men argue that Penn State failed to stop Sandusky's behavior, put other children at risk. So we know what's going on with him, obviously, but the state will, they still have to field more of these cases. And the story of Anna Benson. How many people know who she is, Kenny? Anna Benson?
Name sounds familiar, but...
Former wife of Chris Benson, plays for the New York Mets. Reportedly, she robbed him at knife point, wearing an ammunition belt and a bulletproof vest. Now, whether she just seen the Lone Ranger movie or not, whether that would explain the getup, she robbed her ex-husband. What in the name of God was she thinking? Arrested, going to court on two felony aggravated assault charges, and actually, as crazy as some of these websites are, there's a picture of her, or actually a series of pictures of her. Apparently, she's been a model for quite a long time, and these pictures are very interesting. That seems to be more important, or at least more on the mind of the reporter, than the fact that she was arrested for aggravated assault. The pictures of her, I mean, the woman is crazy, but she has a very interesting body. So, another trial. Speaking of trials, the Donald Trump lawsuit, we'll get to that, and also the Fort Hood conviction, what to do with the sentencing side of was it Major Hassan? Yeah, he's a major. So that's coming up. We'll see if we can deal with that in a minute here on Good Day.
Back to school got you on the run. Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a Booking incredible resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.
Yeah!
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. When people are about 8, 9, 10 years old, one of the things that they sometimes go through is moving. Moving from city to city or moving from state to state. Well, this is a story of an 8-year-old that actually moved from the United States to a completely foreign country because her parents got new jobs. And, of course, she was really scared. What am I going to do for friends? How am I going to adapt to my new school? Well, she was there for about 2 to 3 months, and then I know this person and spoke to her on the phone. And she said to me the following, "This is a great change. I made new friends. I'm going to a new school. I'm learning new things." And she came back and told me, "Change is good." I want to share that with you today because each and every one of us sometimes leaves a comfort zone, and we're afraid of that comfort zone, but we always have to focus on the positives that are at our new location. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with the Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds.
Just say yes next time, and say yes to savings this Labor Day at Sears. I'll save you up to 30% off all Kenmore and Samsung appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
One appliance store helps more people find savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 8/25 to 9/8.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, there's Ryan Seacrest. Now, when NBC asked me to host the biggest game show event ever, I assumed that they were exaggerating. Then they told me it's a quiz show that runs for a million seconds straight, 24 hours a day, from the heart of New York City. And you can play online for a chance to get on the show in prime time, where top players can win $10 a second. That's $36,000 an hour, $864,000 a day. It's the biggest prize in game show history. So I said, I'm in. The Million Second Quiz begins September 9th on NBC.
888-302-3684, talking about the issues of the day. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, with a focus now on the widows, the people who have been left after the Fort Hood slaying, and their feelings as they testified condemning Major Hassan. Here's talk host Preston Scott with military analyst Jeff Atticott. They talk about the continuing sentencing phase of this trial.
I have a problem calling him Major. Do you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, the guy's a traitor to his country. He murdered fellow soldiers. And that's, you know, that's very rare when you have this type of activity where a soldier turns on his fellow soldiers, because you do develop, you know, an esprit de corps, a bond that the people that have not been in the military really will never know. So he's a despicable person. There's no doubt about that. And now we're in the phase of the trials where the jury will determine whether he's put to death or not, or sentenced to death.
Now, I, you know, obviously, one of the reasons why I'm not a judge is I'm probably not a smart, fair enough person, but I never would have let the guy speak in the trial and given him a platform to defend himself. But having said all that, he was guilty, unanimous guilty verdict on all counts. What do you think's going to happen here with sentencing?
Well, if he's not sentenced to death, there's not a dog in Georgia. You know, reasonable people understand that if you value human life, and I do, then if you take human life, which he did, you must receive the maximum punishment. The maximum punishment is death. So if you value human life, you should believe in the death penalty. If you don't believe in the death penalty, you really don't value human life that much. You're not concentrating on the victims, and justice requires that he be executed. Unfortunately, he probably will never be executed, even if he's sentenced to death, because we have these supercilious do-gooders that have captured our appellate system, and no one has been put to death in the military since 1961. It takes 13 years on average to execute someone in the federal system.
I'm fascinated by that little statoid there. I had no idea that it had been that long. Does that speak to the fact that we just haven't had a crime like this in the military?
Oh, no. We've had lots of people convicted of murder, but it's just the appellate system is absolutely broken.
At the minimum, Hassan will spend the rest of his life in prison. Prosecutors want him to join the five other U.S. service members currently on military death row. No American soldier has been executed since 1961. A lot of these death row inmates have had their sentences overturned on appeal, which the appeals there are the same as in the public sector, automatic. When jurors vote for the death penalty, the president eventually has to approve a military death sentence. So that's the story on Mr. Hassan. The Donald in the Focus next here on Good Day.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at hempusa.org.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is the Daily Good Day program. Good day. 26th of August is upon us. Ken Kessler and I are working our way through some of the items of interest, and Donald Trump always is interesting. If nothing else, he's always interesting. There was a lawsuit filed against him because Trump University, I think it's called, Kenny?
Yes, yeah, Trump University.
Is a fake, or at least that's what the lawsuit suggests. So... Let's listen to, how about we listen to the CNN report. Frederica Whitfield talks to financial analyst Allison Cossack about this lawsuit. Actually, it's been brought by the state of New York against the Donald.
What's this all about? How much money is the state trying to get out of Donald Trump? Or recover.
Well, they're trying to get $40 million for what the New York State Attorney General's office says it wrongly took from people who took these classes at Trump School. Now, we know Donald Trump. He hasn't shied away from public dust-ups, but you look at some of these allegations, they're really shocking considering he's one of the most famous billionaires. Now, New York State is suing Trump and his investment school that was called Trump University for making false promises about his classes. They're calling it an elaborate bait and switch. The lawsuit says that students were told if they took part in seminars that they could learn Donald Trump's investing techniques. Now, the lawsuit's claims read like a menu of accusations, saying in part that the university, which Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says wasn't a licensed university at all, that it was a sham, that it lured prospective students to get into a free 90-minute seminar that really was just a sales pitch to really get them into a three-day $1,500 seminar, and that once they were in that three-day seminar, it became what the lawsuit calls an upsell to pay for yet another year-long seminar that cost $35,000. One thing interesting that I saw in this lawsuit, Frederica, is that Schneiderman is alleging that these speakers who were teaching these students earned encourage these students to call their credit card companies during during breaks in the sessions to request increases in their credit limits for what the speakers said were real estate transactions. But what the state is saying, the reality was, it was so students could buy even more classes with this Trump University.
Federica? Oh, my goodness. Okay, so now what's the response coming from Donald Trump himself?
Okay, well, one lawyer talked with CNN saying that the suit has no merit. It's nothing more than a cheap publicity stunt to deflect from Schneiderman's weak job performance, saying that Schneiderman's office, the Attorney General's office, should focus more of their attention on the use of tax dollars and bringing to justice those who were responsible for the financial meltdown. That coming from the lawyer. And, of course, we know Donald Trump was definitely not hesitating to speak out on Twitter. He tweeted today saying, "Lightweight New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is trying to extort me with a civil lawsuit."
All right, well, you can expect that to come out of Trump. What the heck?
Yeah.
888-302-3684. All right, on the talk radio side of things, Chad Hartman and Aaron Carter talk about this lawsuit.
The Attorney General is suing Trump. You got a lawsuit going. This promise to make students rich, but instead steer them in expensive and mostly useless seminars.
What?
What millionaire hasn't done that, by the way?
That's how you become a millionaire. Take advantage of people who want to make quick money and make money off them.
If you're such a dope that you signed up for Trump University, I don't think you should get your money back.
No.
Unless,
no.
You know, you're older or something's going on. The Attorney General said many of the 5,000 students who pay up to, not everybody, but paid up to $35,000.
How many days of Trump University?
Trump University engaged in deception of every stage. Trump University, he claims in the ads, "I personally picked the individuals," and the Attorney General saying he had nothing to do with it. So Donald was on these shows just mocking this guy, saying, "Who is this guy? He's nobody. He wants money from me. He's jealous." He said the folks who filled out the approval ratings afterwards, you know, the evaluation, 98% were in favor
of
what worked out for them at Trump University.
And 98% were filled out by Donald or his associates.
Trump University.
That's bad.
We all,
is it like a stock trading type of thing? I'm like a day trading scheme.
Well, I think it's just overall how to be more like Trump, right?
So get a bad haircut, an expensive suit, and no matter what happens, you're right.
Or no matter what happens, Donald's right.
Yes. That's the mantra of the Trump.
I don't want to defend somebody who's taking advantage of people, but if you're signing up, you're paying $35,000.
Yeah.
To be palling around with Donald Trump, what kind of decision-making are you involved in? Do you need to go to Trump University if you can spend $35,000?
I would not think so. Or you're very, very bored, and you need to find a way to spend the money.
And you know Donald. He lets this stuff just roll off his back. He won't draw it up at all. Oh, he'll be suing this guy.
Counter-sue.
This guy will be a birther. I mean, we're going to hear everything about this guy.
All right. I've heard enough. I've had enough.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.